turn to the first Psalm. I am not going to go over too much of what I went over on New Year's Eve. I didn't finish it. If you weren't here, I'm sorry.
It's posted.
Jerry said it's posted. It's posted. So if you want to listen to it, you can do that. But it's talking about blessedness, being blessed. Everybody wants to be blessed.
Amen.
The prescription is right here.
Amen.
It is, it's right here.
Amen.
It's six short verses. Short. Short. Blessed, happy are those who do not walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way of sinners, take or sit in the company of mockers, but who delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on his law day and night. They are like a tree planted by streams of waters, which yield its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like the chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will be destroyed.
Amen.
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 Trees planted by the water. Trees planted by the water. That's what you are if you're a Christian. Trees planted by the water. There are only two types of people that God sees. Righteous and unrighteous.
Amen.
That's right.
You've got to decide for yourself which one you want to be. You can't be both. You can't be neither. You can't be in between. You can't be a hybrid. Even if you're a saint that sins, you're not a sinner.
Amen.
You've got to choose which one you are. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We pray in this time that you would open up, reveal, instruct,
yes,
correct,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Encourage,
yes, Lord.
Chasten, all those aspects that you do to make us better.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for your word because you want us to be happy, but you want us to be blessed in you. So show us the recipe. Show us the prescription that we may take a healthy dosage and get better. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It starts off by talking happy or blessed is the man or woman, boy or girl. Happiness is not defined by the world, it's defined by God.
Amen.
The things that will make you the happiest are the things you cannot see.
Come on.
You know how I know that? Because you can be happy not having anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have everything and not be happy.
That's right.
So it's not defined by what you have or what you don't have. It's defined by who you are and whose you are. Without going into all the stuff we went into in the past, let me say this. It starts off with a negative. It says, blessed is the man that does not.
Right.
Amen.
Here's some things we need not do if we're blessed. If we're running after blessing, there's some things we need not do. We need to check who we hang with.
Amen.
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 Make a plan,
because who you hang with will determine how you hang.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, he's already assuming that if you're righteous, you're saved. He doesn't say that in here because it's automatically assumed that if you're saved, your delight is in the law of the Lord. Because the sinner doesn't delight in the law of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Sinner, listen, here's a litmus test. Do you delight in God's word, or is it something you only read when somebody says, open your Bible?
Mm. Come on.
If you don't like what I'm saying today, I don't know what to tell you. If you can go week to week and have no inkling of an urge to read God's word, you got to check your game.
Amen.
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 Never crosses your mind. And if the Holy Spirit brings it to you, you never have time. Check your game.
Amen.
Prayer the same way. If you have no time to pray, no desire to pray, don't see the need for prayer, whatever, check your game. Because here it says the righteous have a delight. And look, they don't just kind of fall into it. They run after the law of the Lord. Am I reading it wrong?
Now you're reading it right, brother.
Let me read it again, because you're looking at me like I'm crazy. But who, blessed are who? Let's skip the beginning. Blessed are those who delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on his law day and night. That means they know the only way I can make it from day to day through the day is God's word.
Amen.
And I like it because it changes me. I like it because it's real. I like it because it does something to me. It doesn't always make me feel happy with me, but it makes me feel happy within. Yeah. Come on, though.
Amen.
It's a revelation, right? Listen. You're not, the word doesn't make you feel happy about you.
Come on.
But it'll make you feel happy within, even when you're not happy about you.
Amen.
Because what it does is give you an assurance, a reassurance of who he is.
Amen.
The word ain't there to make you feel good about you.
Amen.
Stop coming to church waiting for somebody to say, you're all right. You're all right. That's not what God made you for.
Amen.
God made you that you can come and say, you're all right.
Amen.
Man, you are all right.
Amen.
And as you do that, then God lets you realize who you are. And even when you're not happy with yourself, you can be happy within yourself.
Amen.
He said it about a week ago. He says, he gives an analogy. He says, you're like a tree planted by the water. And big trees have deep roots. The reason the tree can stand as high as it stands is because its roots are probably that long, if not longer, under the ground. What gives it that strength? Meditating, chewing, regurgitating, chewing, regurgitating, chewing on the word. Getting every nutrient, every ounce of goodness out of it. Because when the winds come, and it's going to come,
yes,
the tree may rock. But the tree doesn't need to break.
Amen.
A branch may break, but the trunk should be secure. There are branches in our lives that have broken, that have been bent. But if our roots are deep in the word of God, then we can stand even when the winds come.
Amen.
The winds will come. How many know the winds have come in your life and are continually coming?
Amen.
They're going to keep coming. But if you can, listen, if you can be by the water, then your roots will find water. If your roots find water, then your trunk is stern. If your trunk is stern, then your leaves come out. They don't wither. Promise of God. They don't wither. The leaf does not wither. Look at verse 3. Which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. God gives you two promises to the righteous. He says, and whatever they do, they'll prosper. Two promises. He says, your leaf never withers, and you bear fruit in every season. That's good, y'all. I love about you. That's good. That means even when you don't feel good about yourself, you can feel good enough with it. Let me see if I can say it like this. You catch a tree, even in the storm, not now, in the summer when it can produce fruit. Even in the storm with it blowing, it may not feel good about the storm, but it still has the ability to produce an apple.
Amen.
See, the wind doesn't keep it from producing the apple because the outside conditions don't determine what's going on the inside. Y'all with me?
Amen.
You've got to stop looking for external when everything is internal.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
You want your blessing? Stop worrying about the sun. Stop worrying about the wind. Stop worrying about the rain. Just stay connected to your roots.
Amen.
See, the water, if you will, is the word of God.
Yes.
The root is the Holy Ghost in you. Your trunk is what we see above ground, but your root is the Holy Spirit in you that we don't see. As long as your spirit can stay connected to the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost stays connected to the word, then the word gives the Holy Ghost what it needs. The Holy Ghost gives your spirit what it needs, and your tree stands up. Sometimes wobbling, sometimes blown about, sometimes cracked, sometimes a little bad fruit every now and then, or it gets a little rotten. But it has the ability to produce good fruit.
Amen.
Y'all got to stay with me.
Amen.
Because if you want to be blessed, you got to understand it's not about you. It's about who you're connected to. You're going to produce as much as you stay connected.
Amen.
And if you disconnect, listen. If you're saved, you can't be unsaved, but you can be out of fellowship.
Yes. Amen.
So the branch that breaks off can't produce. The only way a tree produces fruit is that sap runs through it. And as the sap runs through the root to the trunk, it runs through the branches and then it hits smaller branches and it hits the leaf. Mm-hmm. Or it hits the fruit. Produces the fruit. The tree doesn't make the fruit. The sap makes the fruit. The tree bears the fruit.
Amen.
Your job ain't to make righteousness. Your job is to bear righteousness.
Amen.
And let God produce righteousness.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Our problem is we're trying to produce righteousness.
That's right.
We're coming to church trying to do.
That's right.
God says, just be the tree, mm-hmm. and let my sap run through you.
Amen.
The wicked, not so. You know what the wicked are like? The wicked are like chaff. You know what chaff is? How many like corn on the cob?
Yes, sir.
See if I can bring it home this way. Get corn, take out, break it off, take the husk off. That could be chaff too. Take the husk off. You ever see the silk? The silk is good while the corn's in there because it helps protect it. And it actually helps make the corn strong. It keeps the cob strong. That's why it's there. It has a purpose. But once you take the corn out, the silk has no more purpose.
That's right.
That's how the wicked are. They look strong. They look like they got a great support. But when you take away their substance, they are nothing.
Amen.
The Bible says that God looks at them like dust. Look what it says. Not so. They are like chaff that the wind blows away.
Mm-hmm.
They have no substance. They can't stand. They put all of their eggs in their basket.
Come on.
Instead of God's basket. Instead of God's eggs. They figure what I've done, or conversely, what I haven't done is good enough. And when the wind comes and the peanuts going out of the shell, how many eat peanuts?
Yes, sir.
Crack the peanut. Take out the peanut. What good is the shell? Once you throw it on the ground, you can pulverize the shell. It can turn to dust. And when the wind comes, it blows it away. Because without the substance of it, it's of no use. When you eat an egg, you don't want the shell. The shell has its purpose, but you don't want the shell. You need the egg. God says, you're the egg, but the wicked is just a shell. Look, and if you take two eggs, they look similar. But one can be empty, and one can be full.
That's right.
Amen. The wicked are empty eggs.
Amen.
Nothing in them, of no substance. And when they've got to stand, they can't stand. And he said, be careful who you walk with, who you stand, and who you sit with. Who you walk with, who you stop and hang with, and who you sit down and have company with. Because who you walk with will lead to who you stop and listen to, and who you listen to will lead to who you sit down and get comfortable with. And if you get comfortable with the ungodly, your fruit's going to be messed up.
Amen. Amen.
It's true, brother.
Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment. Why? They can't stand in the judgment because they have nothing to stand on.
Amen.
Listen to me. You've already been judged if you're saved.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You've been judged for your salvation. You'll be judged for your works.
Amen.
The ungodly or the wicked have not been judged for their salvation. So when they stand in the judgment, if you will, and they stand before God, they can't even really stand. Because they've got nothing to stand on. Turn to Proverbs 14. I need you to turn to it. I want you to see it for yourself. Proverbs 14:12. Turn to it. I don't have time to go over the old stuff that we went over, the meditating, the delight. We dealt with that. It's going to take too long to go back over it. There is some fruitfulness and some stability that should be in the righteous person's life. God produces that if you stay connected.
Amen.
Proverbs 14:12 says, I think, I don't have it in front of me. There is a way that seemeth right.
That's right.
Unto a man.
Mm-hmm.
But the end thereof.
That's right.
Is death or destruction. Which means their way has seemed right their whole time. The reason they can't stand in the judgment is because when the judgment comes, the stuff that was their way is done away with. Look, Look what he says. He says, not so. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the seat of the assembly. Why? Because the chaff has blown away, what? Their way. Look at verse 6. Verse 6. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will be destroyed. Listen, he didn't say the wicked. He said the way of the wicked. If all the wicked have is their way, and the way is destroyed. If there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, and the end thereof is destruction, right. And that's the way, and all you've got is the way that's destroyed, then all you gained is gone. Now when you stand before God, who is the judge, you can't stand. Because everything you had, but I earned this and I made that, and everybody knows my name. Paul, in Acts, at the end of his life, had to go to Rome. He had to go to Rome because he had lived a life for God. That's the only reason. Because they wanted to kill him. So he went through different hierarchies. He went through the hierarchy, and he went through different authorities. And he finally got to Nero. Nero was Caesar. He was the top dog. And what's ironic is, he had an audience with Nero. I'm sure he told Nero about the gospel, because he told everybody else that came in his contact about the gospel. The Bible lets us know Paul was killed. Probably beheaded. Brutal death. Nero lived after him. Nero was applauded, loved, honored, because by the world standard, he was a great man. Nero dies. I'm sure they had a big funeral, whatever. 2,000 years later, people, godly and ungodly, name people, their children, their boys, Paul.
Amen.
I've never heard anybody named Nero. Except dogs.
That's right.
Here, Fido. Here, Nero. You ain't catch what I'm saying to you. The righteous are even remembered, amen, even though they go through their trial. Amen. And people will still give them praise. But Nero, for all the praise he got, is relegated to a dog's name. On this side, what do you think God thinks of all that Nero did if his way is destroyed? Listen, but the way of the wicked will be destroyed. Check your way. Jesus said, I'm the way.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He didn't say, I'm a way. So, listen, if there's the way of the wicked and there's the way, which way are you in? Richard Pryor had a movie, Which Way Is Up? Which way are you in? If you're in the way, then you can be like the tree that can stand. Because no matter what your trials are, your roots are deep. But if you're in your way or a way or whatever way it is of the wicked, it's like the kernel or like the husk around the corn. That little silk means nothing once you take the corn out. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says, look what it says. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. See, there's a way of the righteous, the way of the wicked. The Lord watches over the way of the righteous. That means, Janine said it earlier, how I go, where I go, when I go, if I go, what to go. Will I go now? Do I go later? Should I go then? Should I go? He watches over the way. You know what? A good father is conscious of his children.
Amen.
He thinks about them all the time. He watches over them. He protects them. He guides them. Now, if fathers do that on an earthly basis, how much more does your heavenly father do it?
Amen.
If a good father does that with his children,
amen.
How much more does your... So the Bible says that your father watches over the righteous, the way of the righteous, in such a way he's attentive to them, and no matter what the trial is, he makes them get home safely to heaven. He guides them and he blesses them. He makes them happy here, but he's prepared for them to get home safely. And he knows the journey is bumpy, and he knows it's rocky, but he gets them home safely because he watches over them. But not so with the wicked. The wicked have their own way, and it's destroyed.
Amen.
Check your way. Which way are you in? You can't be in both. And you can't be in neither. Who are you relying on? Which is the way that you're going to go? If you're a Christian, your way has got to be Jesus.
Amen.
But the key is, are you going in his way? Or, see, listen, you can be in his way and not go in his way.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Amen.
You can be positionally in his way.
Come on.
But determined to not go his way.
That's right.
And you won't see blessedness. You'll see it. You'll see it reserved, limited, because you're in his way.
That's right.
But you can't get the fullness of it because you're not walking in his way.
That's right.
Now, if you're not walking in his way, you're walking in somebody else's way.
That's where you're walking in.
Be careful. I'm trying to enlighten us so that we can go into the new year, as we call the new year, and walk blessed, and walk happy, and walk satisfied. We said blessing is having a deep satisfaction with God in yourself, content with him. It's not stuff. It's not like I got an iPad, I'm blessed now. Ooh, I got a brand new car, I guess I'm blessed. That's the result of being with him. That's not the effect. It's a side effect, if you will. It's not the main effect. The main effect is I'm in the presence of God and God lives within me.
That's right.
Y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you one more and I'm going to close it down. The Bible says at the end that you should bear fruit all the time.
Amen.
In the day of judgment, the reason the wicked can't stand is because what was masked here, their true character is revealed.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't stand in the judgment. And listen, listen. When we come to the congregation of the righteous, they can't be there because since their way was done away with, they're done away with. So when the congregation of the righteous comes after the judgment of the wicked, they're no more here. Don't you fool yourself.
Amen.
If you're living wicked, you better check maybe you are wicked.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I know that's not a TBN and a CFN. I won't get on the broadcast with that. That's okay. I'm okay with that. You can't live any kind of life consistently. If it quacks like a duck, flaps its wings like a duck, you can call it a goose. But it's still a duck. It got web feet and waddle. It's a duck. Oh, but I'm a goose. You can say that.
Come on.
But when I look at you, I see a duck. Daffy Donald.
The Duck Brothers.
Duck. Check. Check your way today.
Amen.
Check your way. And the way to check your way is how does your root stand up when trials come in your life?
Amen.
Your way, your tree is going to break. Hear me? The root, not the branch. The root will fall. The trunk is really the root above ground. It will fall because it's got nothing to hold it. Today I need you to know your root system can be strong in Jesus. The righteous meditate in his law day and night. That makes them strong.
Mm-hmm.
That means even when adversity comes, they can stand because they're still meditating even when the adversity comes. They're strong enough to endure. God wants to get you home, and he will get you home, but only his way. He will not get you home your way. Your way will not last.
That's right.
True character is going to be revealed when it comes to judgment. You can shake and fake me and fake me out all you want. 52 fake out. Oh, pastor, I'm this. And listen, pastors and ministers just the same.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, hallelujah. God is this, God is that. Mm-hmm. God is this and God is that. What are you?
Amen.
That's right. That's right. Keep it real, man.
The wisdom that God gives you is so you know who he is. He wants to preserve you through and will preserve you through your trials. The wicked will ultimately be punished and perish.
Amen. Amen.
That should scare you.
Yes.
It should scare you. It's meant to scare you. You'll have no place with God. God loves all of those that are willing to come to him.
Yes.
Those that aren't willing to come to him, when judgment comes, they got to go. And they're going to go.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't preach this enough. We preach everything is fine in the church and everything is not fine in the church. And everybody that joins church is okay. Maybe, maybe not. If you only joined church and didn't join Jesus, you're in trouble.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. And if you join Jesus, your way will change.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And if you didn't join Jesus, you'll be in the church in your way. And you won't be blessed. And though the rain rains on the just and the unjust, you won't get justly rain.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I know the rain. I know. I know there are people that are heathens, and God has blessed their crops. We call it blessed and all. I get that. But I'm talking about, I want the depth of God's blessing.
That's right. Abundant grace, brother.
And I don't mean just stuff. I want the peace that God gives.
Yes. Yes.
I want the hope, the expectation that God gives. I want the faithfulness that says, he is and I can despite what is.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's nice. Oh, I got this. Oh, yeah, I got that. That's nice. But you know what? This is going to go.
Yep.
This is going to go.
Yep.
This is going to go. But his faith won't go.
Peace won't go.
His joy,
that's
right,
won't go.
Yeah.
His peace.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
His love. The ability to forgive when you've done me wrong. And you and I know you did me wrong. And you're still guilty, but I've let it go. Because I've got something that's in my root system. That allows me, even when one of my branches is broken, my tree stands. So I can stand in the day of judgment, not because of who I am, but whose I am. I can stand before God because God's root has kept me upright.
Yes.
Not because of me, because of God's root system.
Amen.
How deep are your roots? How big are your roots? What kind of tree do you have? Are you near any water? Because a tree without water is going to die. And which way is up with you? Which way? Check your way.
Yes. Yes.
If your way is not God's way, change today.
Amen.
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 God ain't going to change his way.
Amen.
Amen.
He's not. We keep waiting. Well, maybe God, he'll sign off. He ain't signing off on nothing.
That's right.
Except his. You're in his? You're not? It's gone. And I'm telling you, there have been some men and women that have done some great things. But all that stuff will mean nothing if their root isn't in Christ.
Amen.
I'm telling you. If I'm done. It's going to be such a sad day. You see what we call great. Because the Bible says in Revelation, I saw men small
and great.
And great.
That's right.
Stand before the great white throne. And the books were opened. And a book was opened.
A book.
And the books record your works. So here it is. The book and your works will be read. Good or bad. Oh yeah, you built this. Oh yeah, you started that. Yeah, you established that. Yeah, you gave so. It's Jesus.
Where Jesus is.
Yeah, how many? Well, he got about 20 pages. Huh? Good works. What's his name? John Davison?
Can't find you.
Let me get back to that. Hold on. Yeah, but, oh my goodness. Yeah, look, oh man, you did a good job there, John. Hold on. One second. Hold on, John. Hold on. I'm checking. Still checking. Hold on. We're in the E's now. Maybe I missed it. Let me start with the C's. D-A. Davis. Davison. John, right here, John. Oh, not that John. It's a different one. But hold on. You did. And John's got to be standing. Yeah. I can't find you. But did I get it on this? I can't find you in the book.
Nope. It's a scary thing.
Your way is destroyed. Because your name is not in here. You're insubstantial. You have no value. Y'all ain't catching. The only way God calls you having value is if your name's in the book.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, but I got pages.
Good stuff.
Good stuff! I wasn't a drug dealer. Good stuff! Means nothing. I can't find you. Now, God says, if you're smart, before you left, if you were smart before you came here, you would have realized all that you did won't mean anything unless you get in the book. Now, listen, if you're in the book and you got pages, now we're looking at gold, silver, precious stuff. Now we're looking at rewards. Because what you've done because you're a tree planted by the water that did not walk nor stand nor sit with the wicked. But you were fruitful, stable, your leaf didn't wither. And because of that, I applaud you. And you have about 30 pages here, man. Wow, look at it. Yeah, let me give you this. Yeah, let me give you this. And you want to know the beauty of it if you really study it? The Bible says that they throw their crowns at his feet. Mm-hmm. You don't keep it anyway. You give it back to him. Because you know the only reason you did prosper was because your name was in the book. But your name was only in the book because he died for you. So you throw it all back at him.
Amen.
Because you say, Lord, I'm not worthy. I thank you for the reward, but it's yours because you did the work.
That's right. He did the work.
Blessed is the man that does not do certain things, but does this thing. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates, he chews on it, he loves it, he goes after it, he desires it, he wants it, day and night. And he prospers in what he does. And the reason he prospers is not just because he gets external stuff, but he gets some internal stuff. Not so the wicked. Not so the wicked. But I don't want to end on the wicked. He loves the law of the Lord.
Amen.
Seek him today. He can be found. Love him today. He already loves you. Meditate on his stuff. It's real. It'll make you better. Hear me? When I got the news this week of what I got, it hurt me. It hurt me. Part of what helped me was that I found out Veronica saved. And I found out that Denise is saved. So it let me know, even without legs, she got a new body coming.
Amen.
Denise is gone. We got to say goodbye to her remains tomorrow. She's somewhere.
Amen.
Round that throne.
Amen.
And that kept me. So I can talk to her husband tomorrow, who she just married in July. Y'all ain't hear me. New beginnings. Everything was good, Marsha. Brand new life. Gone.
That's right.
I can tell him, Russ, she's all right. I know you're hurt. I cried with you, brother, but she's all right. Because her tree was planted by some water.
Amen.
And that same God will keep you if you trust him.
Amen.
His way is the only way.
That's right.
Choose God. Your choice. Choose God. You want to be blessed? You want to be happy? Choose God.
Amen.
I don't know what else to tell you. He will make you happy.
happy in Jesus. Amen?
Amen, brother.